Praise Jesus much, children of God. How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your lives? You can greet your brethren again. Tell them welcome back from worship and praise of the living God. Worship indeed in spirit and truth. He receives your praise. And rejoices. Yet his joy is our strength.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Anytime our God rejoices, and strength increases. That he sends to us. Let's try most to please him. We choose out what he wants. To do it in all righteousness. Without doing righteousness of
love.
For our Lord Jesus says, it is required of us to fulfill all righteousness. So try to fulfill all righteousness. And if you decide to come for fellowship, all those marked to be done well in fellowship, you fulfill them. That you fulfill, get to be right. Bible says in the Hebrews 10, 25-26, we should not forsake the fellowship. As the manner of others is. Done good to come for fellowship.
But
may it have not fulfilled righteousness of fellowship. For
you
say in 1 Corinthians 14 that when you fellowship, the one with a hymn, the one with a song, the one with an interpretation, all should be brought for edification. All to be done for edification. Now you try to see your research whether your fellowship
is
holy and it's fulfilled all righteousness.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We
made a disciple. Commit these words to you as a faithful one, and the one will move them to others. The Holy Spirit writes in you. You too have your book where you write. And you fulfill the fellowship.
That's
all righteousness concerning the fellowship.
It
moves on be fulfilled.
Yet
there are people who trespass.
And transgression.
Others do a transgression.
Trespass,
you cross in the middle. Transgression. You do that, you don't fulfill. At times we fellowship, but we don't fulfill the fellowship.
And
you stand outside as others are worshipping. You
too
say you came for fellowship. Now, fellowship, but you do not fulfill all its righteousness. You try to researching to see. And your fellowship gets to be holy. That's
it.
We have two, three gather as always. He is around our Lord Jesus through the Holy Spirit
presenting
the Father. Do things worthy of those who have gathered. Whether
they
have gathered eating food, even the gathering of eating food,
still
two, three gather for his sake is there, for we eat thanking him. Is it not that? We thank him to eat.
Are
you worthy in the gathering of eating? Others stubborn with greed and the rest.
The
gathering is not of God, it's ours. Yet they thanked what they are eating.
So
did you give them to yourself? Many gatherings we appear in. We can gather in a gathering not holy? Can we gather with the drunkards at this time? That you drink together? That they are lacking honoring of God there? Can you go gather with adulterers and fornicators? Those are gatherings not holy.
Can
you still gather in gatherings of discourse in the world? There you don't thank God because it's not his gathering. all gatherings involved in. I don't know whether you ever thought of that. But when you gather, Richard said two or three. We thought you may gather with your wife or your children.
I'll
present if you gather for my sake.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
now let's think of that word and where it heads to.
For
it's also brought the commander of the Lord. Is it not that? For in the gathering you knew we come here.
Those
gather sitting outside. And now they're
going
to begin to speak rumors out there. I don't know whether when they told you when you gather, rumor mongering too will be involved.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Keep your gathering holy, then be counted on you. Many are not counted on the gatherings.
Don't
just came to trouble us. The mothers of children,
there's
the one you sit with, and they are always speaking, talking rumors. Even that is written.
But
surprise rich to trouble the one neighboring you.
Then you convert
them the next day, no more hearing.
Gathering
most time we spoil it like that. Yeah, times we shall study of it.
For
it's also brought.
Then
you gather, you begin to speak rumors around.
But
you are saved of the rumors of the world.
But
you get a new backbiting and rumor mongering. As pastor is preaching, you, even that is there.
Baba, bogera nature.
You wait. Even that is there. Now, when you write, when you still speak that, the one you trouble,
you
speak once. I don't see you shouldn't speak. You get surprised and you move on.
You
not wait another again. And you tap the neighbor. Even that one you've had it. And you get surprised.
If
someone troubles you like that, you raise up a hand and they give you a microphone. You tell us what they do. That one, we've got medicine for them. That medicine is finished. You raise the hand. I don't see the one speaking. Speaking. Speaking is not bad.
Inquire
what is this picture. Someone speaking, they don't finish. They just finish, they get another. You straight raise your hand up. As you're going to ask a question. And they give you a microphone. Pastor, we have a problem right here.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
We're
going to get medicine people like that. Most of them are women. Women always tell us that we are so much on them.
From
all church was so much on women to align them. Though all of us are aligned, we
used
to speak, tell them stop speaking the church. As we've gathered now, told, asking you ask from home.
Now, as we study
in the gatherings, and they say, me even in the
gathering,
and the husband is not gathering. Now what can I do that, pastor?
They are
off track. I saw even
them
gathering of God. Now we don't scorn our sisters. Remember the words spoken of them. You are a weak vessel. Fight to get that out of you.
Empower
the spirit, the weakness gets out of you.
Instead
of it, you will see it has a big problem. That we call a weak vessel. It has a big problem.
This
is why women trouble us most.
The
weakness at times they don't know of themselves. I see men with weakness. Where are they written with weak vessels themselves?
If
they write of you, you know you are beyond. Many people they don't write of them.
One
who makes a historical event, they need to write of it. See, God wrote of you. You know that maybe
books
of God if appeared in that form. You research of it, you get to be careful. Now put that aside in your heart. Not put them on the ground, right on your heart.
Put them there.
We shall repeat what they have told us, for you put them down there. Put them in your hearts. May God bless you. Let's move on.
By
name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman, and our Bible reader, Teacher Jacob. We love you all. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the Living God, we based in this ministry, the new generation, with the full knowledge of God. Once again, to reach unto you, God is worldwide promised call on the nation of Uganda. Praise Jesus much. And in this word,
we
still move on to see this call. The call of God on the nation Uganda. The way he marked it in the prophecies. Those released in the AD. Praise Jesus much. We still look at the vision from outside Uganda. In the many we got out one. The Australian vision. The Australian vision on the nation Uganda. Written in the New Vision newspaper in the 1992 in the November was the 14th and on the Saturday through the prophet Wilhelm Wetzel and Emil Clay, and we thank the Lord
that
the vision holds four major pillars. Still move on, be explained the second pillar, the man meant to head God's final work. Why the man meant to head God's final work on the planet Earth has to be like prophet Elijah,
Moses,
as heir to the throne of David.
So we
ended up most of the points when we first saw the reasons. We reached our general reason.
Why
that man has to be like prophet Elijah,
Moses.
Which gives us double portion of anointing of the Holy Spirit. Appeared in prophet Elisha. Now in that word, in that our general reason, all the seven reasons, when we reached the sixth reason, then God so broad indeed, that reason showing us anointing of double portion of the Holy Spirit in the fullness. They are the seven spirits of God, and they have been doubled. poles, the sign of the two lampstands, and they flow in God's final work on the planet Earth, facing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa, where we saw steps of infilling the Holy Spirit. And when we finished,
we
began to see the way this anointing of double portion of the Holy Spirit in the fullness. They are the seven spirits of God, and they have been doubled. How they work as the word of God is,
it
is saying that taking off the seven seals of the seven spirits on the word of God, because you be filled with the Holy Spirit,
they
are the seven spirits doubled, and to be filled with the light of the word of God, together with feeling the full knowledge of God and His glory.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
now we are still moving on,
and
we are on the seal of the Spirit of the Lord, and we see the way Spirit of the Lord works in double portion as the word of God is.
When
we first got out the single portion,
so
the way Spirit of the Lord works in single portion as the word of God is, where we mostly understood the existence of God the Father, God the Word, whom we know as the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and God the Holy Spirit, known most as the Spirit of the Lord, or the Spirit of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We saw
their image and their likeness on their throne. When we reached there, we said, where did they begin from? We have seen their existence, seen their appearance, took us above the heavens, like Ephesians 4,
in
the verse 9, into 12, and even in the Psalms
68.
Yes, praise Jesus much. We are going to see things above the heavens. That took us to see the way Spirit of the Lord works in double portion, even where we still see many secrets.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When we reached above the heavens, in the beginning and the end, and that is God the Father,
His
word, the Lord Jesus, and the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Where we saw there is the new heavens and the new earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we saw beyond above the heavens that there is the everlasting, that's God Himself the Father, together with His word and His Holy Spirit.
And
you can't see if God existed like that is there and He is to be. We, creation in heaven and earth, we came from where? We
are
shown we too first dwelt above the heavens, according to Psalms
19,
the verse 1 unto 5.
But
God, you were our dwelling place in all generations. From mountains we brought forth, formed the earth and things in it.
Reached
Ephesians 1 verse
3
into
5.
Chose us in before the world existed. Understood much the way all creations in heavens and earth. We first lived above the heavens.
Proved
our living above the heavens.
Yet
we were told, how did we come to exist? There we began to see, after the existence of God the Father and God the Word, whom we know as the Son, together with the Holy Spirit, they agreed from the fullness of God the Word, whom we know as the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and we are given out of Him. Praise Jesus. And we began to see the way all creations in the heavens and the earth, their spirits, how they were gotten from God the Word,
whom
we know as the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. They are above the heavens. Praise Jesus. In there we we were seeing John 1:16, that from his fullness we were all given.
And
the many scriptures we moved on to see. And we began again to see our spirits, we ourselves, creations in heaven and the earth, how we are gotten from God the Word.
And
the way we look like. Praise Jesus much. In there we are scriptures like John 1:4, that life was in him.
Life
became light of men. We discovered our spirits when we gotten from the Lord Jesus. Jesus came to be the life-giving spirit. But we know God is the spirit. We
knew that
we are created spirits from him.
Look
at Ecclesiastes 12:7. The spirit goes back to its giver. We knew the one gave us from his fullness is the Christ. Now we reach to look to this spirit. Me and you.
The
spirits of creation in heaven and the earth. According to Proverbs 20. The verse 27, and they are shining in the glory.
But
as we were there, we reached in the Corinthians,
2
Corinthians, in the chapter 4, in the verse 16, and we moved on to be told that our inner man,
it's
our spirit, as the image of the outward man, whom we call flesh and blood.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Yet what differentiates them, what differentiates my spirit, me myself, in my body. The body has private parts, yet the spirit doesn't have them. Now we so much in that way.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Yet
when we reached Genesis 1:26-27,
that
God first created the inner man, known as the spirit.
And
after he brought the outward man according to his plan. Yet in the Genesis 2:6-7, discover the first gave us the heavenly body, which is called the living soul. The living soul caused us to go see of those three according to Thessalonians, and we told we want to differentiate between the spirit, the soul, known as the living soul, the living soul, the heavenly body, and the flesh and blood, the body of this world. Look
at
1 Thessalonians 5:23.
And
we saw with him the spirit, the soul, and the flesh and blood.
Yes,
praise Jesus. All those God explained well.
If
we move on, get to explain. What we end seeing is this.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
it's still looking to
that
the body, if it's of heaven, called the living soul, or living soul, or the earthly body, known as flesh and blood, if they don't have a spirit in them, and they are dead, it's dead. We
looked
to many scriptures. Where was James 2:26? The body without spirit is dead.
And
we looked to many things.
As
some of those who have told us before. Besides human beings and angels, all other spirits that they have no spirit, that what was proven false. Praise Jesus much. What we saw in the book of Numbers. Praise Jesus much. And we were told, Numbers 16:22, God of spirits of all bodies. Looked at their different bodies. 1 Corinthians 15,
39
42. There are heavenly bodies and earthly bodies.
In their
bodies of animals, insects and the birds, the stars, the sun and the moon.
I want
to get explained many things.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
When we reached there,
we
hope you are following me well.
A
new person can wonder. Where we read, we reached when there. When we reached there, remember this, we realized there's one called middleman. Praise Jesus.
And
we started of the inner man, known as the spirit.
And
we started of the middle man, known as the living soul, the heavenly body. Praise Jesus.
Also
started of the outward man, known as flesh and blood, the earthly body. Praise Jesus, man.
We looked
to scriptures there.
Yet
what explained us most
was
2 Corinthians 5, in the verse 1, reaching to verse
5.
That we ourselves the spirit, while in this body, while in this tent,
we
groan to be clothed the one from heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Lest
when we've gotten unclothed, we should not be found naked.
So
and we discovered it. We are spirits. This day, most of us have clothed the outward man, flesh and blood.
Yet,
most have not the middle man. We call the soul, the living soul, the heavenly body.
And
we grown to be clothed of it.
Yet,
we ended up out of it.
According
Romans 8:23.
That
we grown to become children.
What is
taken as the living soul, the middle man,
it's
been restored us. We are children now.
Now
we read much there. Even today we want to move on. Someone's apostle. Move on with service right now. We were still trying to recap for you what you've covered. You two have to reach a time recap for the congregation you'll face. Yet you don't look anywhere except that the Spirit wrote in you. Have you seen me sweating over that? Perhaps not. No sweat. I have not sweated over that. You will not sweat.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now, even today, you want to move on, get explained what concerns the inner man, the spirit,
which
bodies of all creations.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You want to move on, explain of the inner man, the spirit. And the middle man, known as the living soul, the body from heaven. And to move on,
we
explain the outward man, flesh and blood, earthly body.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Last as we ended,
2 Corinthians 5,
let
me
move on, be explained.
Bakolinso chakubire sura ya 5
olusoka. Corinthians 5 from verse 1.
Abakolinso chakubire esura ya 5 n'olunyiri olusoka.
2 Corinthians 5 from verse 1.
Kubanga tumanyi nti obange nyumba ya feye sisire yo munsi eliyabizibwa. Tuline yazimbibwa everi katonda. Enyumba etazimbibwa na mikono eyemirembe n'emirembe eyo muguru. Olunyo lwokubiri. Kubanga tusindira mwenu nga twegomba okwambazibwa ennyumba yaffe eriva mu ggulu. Olunyo lw'okusatu. Betuli yambazibwa mpozzi tuleme okusangibwa nga tuli bwereere.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus much.
Agamba nti nga tuli mu nsisire eno.
That while in this tent.
Yigira twanyonyose nga tugamba.
Remember God explained saying.
Okuva eri gye tuvudde.
Right from where we've come from. We in this body, we are the spirit.
It's
original in this body. This tent is the flesh and blood I speak of. Now I groan. I be clothed the body from heaven.
Less
in the time I'm clothed.
I am
found as spirit, I have no other body, I have clothed. Now it is like this.
Though
today many of the people and of those who have been, even us living now in the entire world,
and those
coming to the region of Christ is coming, we are both having the inner man, that's the spirit, and we are given the outward man, flesh and blood. Yet be given the middle man, called the living soul, the heavenly body. That's in the journey of salvation. Praise Jesus, man.
So middle
man is not spoken most of.
Yet
one we need and we yearn for.
And
the battle we are up to now. Not God, name you're not proven to be a child of God. Now we human beings, we saw yesterday,
and
we were first given of the middle man. First God, before we got flesh and blood, through Adam. Praise Jesus.
Adam
was first given the body. First gave him a body called the living soul.
Then
after sinning, it was taken away from him.
Even
flesh and blood we are in today.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Go back, prove you become a child of God.
You
be given body you lost in Adam. Because it has to have the three stages. Me as the spirit, I'm there.
They
have a body from heaven called the living soul. And they have flesh and blood.
Those
today outward as you see, or as you see yourself, that's where cometh that word, that the inner man known as the spirit,
then
the middle man known as the living soul, the body from heaven, even the outward man of flesh and blood,
which
cannot inherit kingdom of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So, we
give you examples. Before you're given the middle man, the body from heaven, you move and appear like a bean seed.
If you
look at this bean seed,
yes,
praise Jesus, they can display images of it. A bean seed has the spirit, the pruning, which is within it. That's what profits within the bean.
And you
get it out of the middle, and you plant that seed, you are wasting your time.
It
can never grow.
Yes,
praise Jesus. What grows is not the outward you see. That's inside in the middle of the bean. Praise Jesus much. Now in all, people of no God in the middle man, called the living soul, the heavenly body, they appear like a bean seed. The bean seed, you reduce that light for us. That is a bean seed.
Yes,
praise Jesus. If you crush, break it in the middle, it has a skin on the surface of it. If you finish the skin, you move to its body. After you've gotten from the body, that small thing growing in the middle, spirit is nearing the body immediately.
kakati akokebata deka akamera
that promise they have attached there
gwe gubera omoyo gwe ngogo omoyo gwe
that's the spirit as you
na inga ichizibo batu naza omundi gwa
akobe problem if you're not yet born again
uba gwe bakideda ya kumubiri guno ngabaliranga nyenye
right on the body
kati singo yengera
if you get ripened
ngamba ngotusho kuva
okufa to die check from the body
woshingani bwa Ori ngaka kaguni
gori bwerere. Found naked like that.
Ori ngaka kamera muchijanya.
You are like that primordial growing in the bean naked.
Ngatoina omo biri mulala ogoyamba.
Another body you have clothed.
Chovora ba.
That is why you see.
Kugambi abantu abatanaza mundi gwa kubira bera bwe.
People not born again like that.
Atebaina mubiri gufa mukuru.
Have no body from heaven.
Babira baliranyiganye nyono mubiri akubalwanisa nyo.
Body and it fights them most.
Ebizibu byagwo byonna bituuka direct ku mwoyo.
All problems reach the spirit direct.
Wabawo agaidingawo.
No one guiding right there in the middle.
Oruvanyuma ro rususu.
After the skin.
Chichibika ku kijanja.
That's the surface skin.
Ukukirawo ku mubiri.
You get to the body.
Yoyo gubeda gwe tuito omuntu woku.
That's what we call the outward man.
Kati omuntu wo munda nga kali akamera.
In the man like the primordial in the being.
Abera yo munda nga aliyeyo.
Inside there.
Choka yega sekumpi no mubiri sawa
yonna close to the body anytime
ngeti janyale chochengera
if that been ripened
bona tubateka munda
put all them in the saucepan
netuba fumba
and we boil them
netuba sotasota netubalia
please them to eat them
that body bora bika omubiri gutekebwa mutaka
your body is put in the ground
gutekebwa mugeye
spirit put in hell
wabale chenja urukubaza idwo mulundi
yego the person post born again
arecho chirabikira kumuyembe
appears on the mango
ebibale ebirale ebifananyizo muyembe
other fruits appearing like a mango
Tigwo muyembe ngabo ogulaba.
As you see that mango.
Ulino olusosoro okungu.
Has the skin on the outward.
Omaro susodako enyama.
You move to its flesh.
Gwetu ito omuntu okungu.
That's the outward man.
Era yetu musalako bane tumulia.
We cut him off, we eat him.
Naye atebwo mulia.
Yet when you eat him up.
Obase butonna tuka ku. Chokolabi. Boria ko kiricho
olideko eat off the flesh of the mango
ye muntu okunguru yo mulide
outward man you've eaten him
you
buried him in the ground okay
osingana sebo to moyo to nakula bana ko gumera
you find you've not seen the spirit of it at all
ngawali wo chambale
chigumu there is a covering hardened there
ochirengere
you see that covering
omanyibwe tubera mbiri gwo mugu
you know when you are in the heavenly body
manyidwanga living soul guba nebya ambalo byagu
as its clothes
muri munda
it comes from inside it
Katu ino kusoka no ita kuchiamale.
Have to pass past that covering.
Otuke kumuntu omasika.
You reach the middle man.
Ememe namu
the living soul. Or the living soul.
Oringa de chambalongo
chinyesi.
Kati bwo choose akobo.
When you tear it off.
Nuri oko singa na kutuita omuntu omasika. Ninga tonala bakumwoyo.
The middle man yet you've not seen the spirit.
Aitwo omuntu omu.
Called the inner man in it.
Twa omanyi twa abadeyo ne musimba benya.
No way Pastor Benjamin.
Ne musumba muteka
and pastor muteka
tukoro mulimu
and we do the work
nga tugeza ko kuleta okunyonyoro
we try to bring that explanation
kakati bomwe wambula mu omuntu owomasekati
now the middle man
icho chichibe chamba lo
that is his cloth
zingo yezituwe bwa mubiri gwo mukuru
that is given on the heavenly body
kubikulirwe suriri yo mukaga
the revelation 6
onyoro nda pa 16
verse 9 to 11 says
tinempulire miyo jabo
heart spirits of them
abati bulwe chigambo
chabo
bawewe byambalo
they were given robes and garments
kati mubiri kulio obane byambalo byo
the other body you have those garments and clothes
kati awon tulio katutuka kuoyo
now we reach that one
gwe muyita ensigo buli
that you called the seed of a mango
oyo yaberanga omuntu wo masekati
that one is like the middle man
abera muntu wa masekati
is in the middle man
na yabera anyirira
it looks very nice
ngirumbiri gwo muguru we guri ogwechitibo
just as a glorious body
kakati okutuka nokumwoyo
oyina
mube jula mu wakati
you have to break him in the middle
Norio kola ba kamera wakumwa no kamera kafurumie mu wali erike.
Probably is kekamiu. Putting up it's the red one on the seat.
Kati bobanga otuso bobo onara ba muntu wo munda.
If you will see the inner man there.
Moyo.
The spirit.
Kekakava mu ne kamera.
The probable from the mangled seat coming out to grow.
Ebirala byo nayo banga bitaina makuru.
All the rest they're like useless.
Babikashuke.
They throw them off.
Mm. Bobo tunulide ekijanjalo nga kimera.
Look to a bean seed growing.
Kubanga twatunulide ekijanjalo.
We look to a bean.
Dicho bambi tekizalibwa nga
gwakubiri. Never born again. According to its gospel which it preaches us.
Kubanga injili yobutonde yatoka.
The gospel of creation's reached everywhere.
Akamera.
The one which grows.
Kikukula bakafu tusemkali akabadde akatini.
So the prunule small from the seed.
Kati kijanjalo chocha chewabadola bachechine
kakafu. It is torn apart itself.
Kakazi.
It's dried.
Ori yabadde omukuru omwoyo.
The other was the main one, the spirit.
Kati abali munsi.
Now those in the world.
Kati banaza mundu gwakubi.
They are not yet born again.
Abayino mundu womunda.
They have the inner man.
Gwe moyo.
That's the spirit.
No mundu woku.
In the outward man. The flesh and blood.
Omubiri agwambulanga murabe kijanjali.
Body like you see that being.
Omoyo ne guvamu ngate gwambadde.
It gets out naked.
Kati bakola baguwombiri oguva mu
give the body of hell.
Oguitibwa dead soul.
The dead soul.
Gubango omugo ogwakala
like a dried stick
gubanga amagumba gebapakide
mu kuti like bones packed in the sack
ne batuwala ne babonereza
and they take to torment in hell
wabula atoli gwe gwetulabye
yet
omulokole
we've seen the one born again then born again
ali presenting do muyembe
presented by the mangle
yet wamulabye
we saw him
yabadde no mbiri gwe
they had their skin outward
nabira no mbiri oguliibwa
a body eaten
ne tugumwambula
and we unclothe him
we ogetwaje
that is what we took off okay
tutwali ku step edako wetwagu mwambu
when we unclothed him of the body
nangalina
we found him with a covering another covering
nitwa banga ate munyirivu
and we saw he looks nice
netugulawo ebyambalo tulabe ku muntu
omuna
muntu omaseka
the middle man in there
umbiri oguva mugulu
a body from heaven
netu entugaba naiwe jonga yekwe
so all long is hidden far
netulabe ekyambalo chenga chimuje dwa
covering broken torn apart
netumulaba ko
and we see of him
kati aura mubiri gonno gwa mugulu
na yeka ko moyo
cha muntu covering dwa ko
the spirit your inside covered
kubanga kekalia kamera
that is the primal growing
dozenja uleyo transit
you can see that difference
so echo chitwadde tugena maso nokubanga tukuyitiramu
move to pass through for you
mubakoliso echisoka
in the first second Corinthians
isuleyo eyokutano
chapter 5
onyolisoka
the verse 1
paka olokutano
to 5
kaba tudire muko tulale
let us repeat we see
Abakolinsi ekyokubiri esuli yokutano n'olunyiri olusooka.
2 Corinthians 5 from verse 1.
Kubanga tumanyi nti obanga ennyumba yaffe y'ensiisira ey'omunsi eri abizibwa tulina eyazimbibwa eva eri Katonda. Ennyumba etazimbibwa na mikono ey'emirembe n'emirembe ey'omuggulu. Olunyiri olwokubiri. Kubanga tusindira mweno nga twegomba okwambazibwa ennyumba yaffe eriva mu ggulu. Olunyiri olwokusatu. Bwe tuliyambazibwa mpozi tulemu okusangibwa nga tuli bwereere. Olunyiri olwokuna. Kubanga ffe abali mu nsiisira eno tusinda nga tuzitoowererwa si kubanga twagala okwambula wabula okwambazibwa ogwo ogufa gulyoke gumirwa obulamu.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Nti ffe abali mu nsiisira eno ng'emyoyo.
Distant as a spirit.
Insisira yombiri no musayi.
The tent of flesh and blood. The outward man.
Tusinda twambazibwewo masekati yawo.
We clothed the middle man in the middle there.
Omubiri oguva mu ggulu.
The heavenly body.
Okumanyiddwa ng'emmeme.
Known as the living soul.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Sikwanga twagala batwambule ma. Nga tunabakwambule.
Before we have
tunabakwambala.
Before we have clothed.
Kubanga singa bageza ne batwambula.
If they dare and clothe us.
Batwambudde omubiri guno ogw'okungulu.
And clothe us outward man.
Gwe tuyita omuntu w'okungulu.
That be called outward man.
Nga tetuna kwambazibwa muntu wa masekati.
Before we are clothed the middle man.
Omubiri oguva mu ggulu.
Bende from heaven.
Okumanyiddwa ng'emmeme.
Known as the living soul.
Bakusiŋŋana olyawo oli ku mwoyo nga toyambadde.
A naked spirit you're not clothed.
Nga bwe twatandika juzi okulaka omwoyo bwe gufaanana.
Can't understand see how the spirit looks like.
Kati ojja kweraba akafaananyi bw'obeera ofaanana.
See your image how you look like.
Tolinnya ku ttaka.
You will not step on the ground.
Ate n'ekirala nga waddugalirira.
After you're blackish.
Kubanga omwoyo gulina kubanga gumasama sibiri gobeera watugaalirira
but you've gotten blackish
oba oliawo nga bakuyiyeeko akambala
they have poured a cloth on you
bakwambazza ogubiri
clothed you a funny body
dead soul
a dead soul
ogwandi badombiri gw'omuguna yenga
body but it died
kubanga omuggo omukalu
it appears like a dry stick. A dry stick bends itself.
Look
like dry bones packed in a sack. In the sack. When they take you, appear like that.
You
began to torment your own self. You know how bones never settle in the sack. You cannot settle yourself.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So far,
we
bought
the thing.
Also,
first
told the books,
of the inner man and the outward man. Inner man they spoke is the spirit. Outward man, flesh and blood. Them two didn't come out clear.
But
now this middle man,
we
know as the living soul,
with
the body from heaven,
wonder
why they spoke of him.
Because
now we are in aerial views. We see we are right above the heavens.
We
see how the spirit can exist.
Spirits
of creation in heaven
and earth.
Best they are separate many things.
We
separate the spirit
and type
bodies in which they can get.
Heavenly
body or earthly body.
How
to separate them?
Except
when you double portion based above the heavens to see the things.
But now,
what we see, we base above the heavens.
Is it,
are we not there?
Back
see the beginning of this spirit.
You want to see
the different bodies, what about them?
Discovered
the spirit be myself.
All
creation in heaven and earth.
They move on,
appear like a body in the image of God.
In
the likeness of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. At times, Apostle Peter said that to unclothing these tents. Let's read the Peter, 2 Peter, the chapter
1,
13 to 15.
Peter, ekyokubiri, esula esooka, n'olunyiriri lw'ekuminesatu.
2 Peter, chapter 1, and verse 13.
Era ndowooza nga kya nsonga, nga nkyali mu nsiisira eno, okubakubirizanga nga mbajjukiza.
Owulira yagamba.
He said, I see that it's the right thing.
As
long as I'm in this tent, I'm in this body, before I've been unclothed.
He
expects to be unclothed.
That's unclothed
before he's clothed the body from heaven, called the living soul. Did not that? According to 2 Corinthians, where we've come from.
5
verse 1 to 5. Not unclothed,
before
they are clothed the body from heaven.
You
hear in 2 Peter,
in chapter 1,
verse 13
to 15. Peter
told brethren he ministered before,
and those
he ministered in,
that
while in this tent,
and have
not unclothed
it, I
need remind you truth of all things.
Expected
he was meant to be unclothed, yet as in unclothed, he remains clothed in what?
You
think he was found naked? God told him of it.
God
tell you he's going to unclothe you before he clothes you. Let's finish those verses.
Peter, chapter 1, verse 13.
Second Peter chapter 1 and verse 13.
Erandoza nga chansonga, nga nchali munsi sirenu, okuba kubirizanga nga mbajjukiza. Olw'ekuminenya. Nga manyinga nditera okwambula amangu ensiisira yange. Era nga Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo bwe yantegeeza.
Yamugamba mune Peter.
He told him, Peter,
onatera okwambula.
You're about to unclothe.
Ensiisira eyo omubiri ogwo omuntu w'okungulu.
That body, the outward man.
Naye laba bw'ofaanana.
Yet see how you look like.
Olina omubiri omulala.
You have another body.
Bonabo yambudde toti.
If you unclothe, feel not.
Olabye.
You've seen. Peter and clothing was not afraid of it. Already got a body from heaven. The middle man. To us human beings, we call him that. Already formed with the outward man and the flesh and blood. Given the body from heaven, called the living soul, we call him the middle man. Spirits end into being the inner man.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now, other creations, besides angels who are fallen,
yes,
praise Jesus much. All other creations, the animals, the insects, the birds, the fish, the plants, the stars, those have the middle man, the body from heaven. And they also have the outward man, flesh and blood. For they are just waiting for us
to realize
children of God in redemption. Be given that body. They know we are all spirits. And they know how spirits look like.
It's
taken long, you don't know yourself. Being in your mirror, speak to yourself. I have a nose.
Ndiko.
I have.
Ani.
Who is having? You
want
to speak things you don't understand?
Yet
they covered you with the nose.
Yes, you have.
Praise Jesus. Let's finish in the Peter we see.
Peter, chokubiri, esule soka, nolo nyiriri, ole kuminetano.
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 15.
Nayera nafubanga oku bayinzisa buli kaseera nga mmaze okufa okujjukira ng'ebyo. Ole 16. Kubanga tetwagoberera ngero ezagunjibwa n'amagezi bwe twabategeeza obuyinza obw'okujja kwa Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo. Naye twalaba n'amaaso gaffe obukulu bwe.
Owulidde ekigambo ekyo.
You hear the word he spoke.
Tebagoberera ngero nti kino zaali story.
Did not follow stories here.
Nti okwambula omubiri n'okudda kwa Mukama waffe.
Losing the body and the coming back of Jesus.
Story baali banyumyako
nnyo. Their stories is chatted about.
Baalabako n'abantu.
They saw with their eyes.
Omanyi omutume Peter yafuna chance.
So Peter got a chance.
Yeetegeera kunaalabako ku muntu
owo. Himself is so
omuntu wo masekati.
The middle man. The body from heaven. They told him you're unclothing and he's just waiting for that. And he knows people unclothed. And they have found clothed another body.
Come
and born again, know of that word. You know at times God has been just helping. That's why they say the way to heaven
is
narrow. And that in hell it's broad. Heaven is
that
narrowed per se.
But
narrowed because of ignorance.
Yeah,
that they call much wisdom.
Amampi.
Wisdom which is short. And but we think short wisdom is to what measure? It is small.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So now,
the way to heaven that narrow that is physical narrowness. Our ignorance narrows that way. Now when you get much light of knowledge, you see going to heaven is easy. You know this step and this, this and this and that.
But
who doesn't know how are you to do it? You really want to go to heaven. People in the shrines up there. You really would have gone in heaven, not that. But that way you're in doesn't reach you to heaven. You're out there in religions, those in there. And they sort of go to heaven. Sorcery doesn't reach you in heaven. And they ran to religion. The Buddha reached them to heaven.
Natuka yunga teli yoku tegeka, teli yoku lagirirwa.
Nothing is there to direct them.
Baliye wabu ogera bichi.
I wonder what they speak.
Religions
look like sorcery almost. I think one is the elder of another. Those religions of the world. A sorcerer is the elder.
Amadini.
And the religions is the junior brother of a sorcerer. For both of them, no one shows you how you go to heaven. Pretend that you will be going. Now fake salvation.
No,
it too is there.
Is
the third, this is the third born. Second, he follows the, those who follow the
sorcerer.
The sorcerer is their elder.
Now,
religions come to be the next in line. Now, the fake salvation
get
to be second to those who follow the sorcerers. The sorcerer is their elder.
For
all that waste your time.
You have
nothing to do on it except to prepare, go back to heaven.
If you see
one doesn't prepare, you go to heaven. They don't know how they go there.
You
are wasting your time.
Gather
the Bible
and like
going to heaven where he is.
Thinking
to be ambassadors of God. God is in heaven. What do you know of
him? Even
heaven where he is, what do you know of it?
Can you be ambassador
of a nation you don't know anything about? Now,
it's possible to be
an ambassador of America.
You
don't know affairs of America?
We
want to be ambassadors of God. We understand is in heaven. We
too
are on the world.
Promise
what is done in heaven. What's done on earth.
We
have to first know things of heaven. Even how the leader is there.
To bring
things of heaven do on earth as an ambassador.
You
reach American embassy. Don't find Ugandan American life there.
Show you
things of the nation, how they move.
You can't find
plastic cups of Uganda in the American embassy.
They
copy that of their nation, bring it on their embassy in another nation. Now look at these ones. Wizards, we
they're
out there, they're ruined, devastated.
They know how
ambassadors of Satan, they admit that.
But
religious people who claim to be ambassadors of God. Yet
they
know that's not in heaven.
What's
in heaven is to be done here.
They
even do nothing of
them.
If you urge of this, come and explain it now.
There are
colleagues who are
thinking
in us claiming to be born again. Them to know nothing. The name of God, they turn it to make money in it. Even the Bible. They read things of conning people from there.
They
get the book of the kingdom of heaven. And they use it to con. You ask any of them of heaven. You fall on a problem. You can beat them, finish all stripes in this world.
I didn't know what was your name.
And they think I'm lying.
They
have many television stations. Let them explain us. Is it not that? When did my spirit come to exist?
Mama.
My goodness.
That they are
involved in guiding us in spiritual affairs.
If at
least they tell us we are in politics and in business.
These
days they look for money. The one who is more famous and the money. They're in politics and gains. I've not scorned my brethren like that. But that exactly most of them are like that. Is it not that?
Most,
I see them like that. Let's read in the Job 4
and
the 19.
Job 4 verse 19. Talisinganyo kubanga abo. Abasula mnyumba ezetala. Omusinji gwabwe gulimu mfufu.
Asuma bulungi gundi. Uganda is lacked
a meaning to bring clear. Let's display English with that.
Job chapter 4, verse 19.
Yobu esula yakuna, olinyirwa 19.
How much less in them that dwell in houses of clay?
Ate chiri chitia abawabera mu nyumba eza ze bomba.
Whose foundations is in the dust?
Ere misingi jawe mfufu.
Who were crushed before the moth?
Eraba zikirizibwa mu maso gayo.
Yes, yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Omanyigwe obado sula mu tent.
You know you've slept in that tent for long.
Mu mubiri ogwo.
In that body.
Bagame nti gwa bomba.
He say it's okay.
Naye goroza.
But you think
the first
made us within Adam was of clay,
only
known as the living soul.
He
was not made in clay.
That's
a presence, flesh and blood.
It
has a clay they made that of out. You know how long you slept in that body? And who is you? You the spirit. You go rest even yourself. And you close the door. And you sleep in that your house. You are the spirit that you take as your house.
Yet
body, you have to build it its house like this one we are in. A spirit is not satisfied in the tent of flesh and blood. Other it yearns for which doesn't get old. That called the living soul.
Satisfied
and contented, you know that. Try design the hair. Every time it gets back to lose the form. You put on artificial hair.
And
just messes up
the figure.
And you brush, you smell again.
And
you go
to the
toilet, lose yourself. You release filth in your house.
Toilet's
filled again. That house not easy. This
is
the house of the body we sleep in. Every time you clean it, you lay the bed, get out of it, bark in it. Is it not that?
Even
spirit got tired of the body you are in.
No, there is a no nava.
And you bath. It doesn't get clean. But you just come from the bathroom. And you squeeze on your. You see dust comes off your hands.
That's
I don't want even to bath, but I don't sleep alone.
Deborah
can brush me quick to bathing.
At
times I reach, I'm tired.
And
until I want to say, I feel I'm tired.
Neba ambi onde kamu kwa
rumu. But sometimes you leave me.
Kuba mampulira nga bintu.
I feel I'm tired.
Banaki. Nzengazo moyo mira se sitaga mubiri guno na ilwa kubakali.
Body but because.
Yeah,
the one who put us in it.
Ne tusinda.
But we grown.
Ekisoka mbyo nana kugambieko.
What I told you of.
Ndibo butonde.
That creations.
Bumanyi tulina okuba n'emibiri egyo gyebitenderesa tuba bagenda mu ggulu.
Those three steps of bodies to reach heaven.
Era basalawo okuyingira mu kutusabira.
So that will enter and pray for us.
Paka nga tununuliddwa.
Till we have been redeemed.
Those our bodies are
toward us, those we are gotten from us.
No matter what,
you do in this body, you have to unclothe it.
List
it has to disappear.
If we unclothe
and we see you,
list
it will be transfigured, be destroyed in the wind.
Those
who do not taste direct unclothing, yet it will vanish.
Remember that body
and its bones are
very weak.
There is
the
spiritual power moving.
If it appears, it
blows off the body.
Yes, we was
with. Praise Jesus.
When we read in the Romans,
Romans 8 from verse 18.
Abalumi esuli yomunana nolunyiri olukumi nomunana.
Romans 8 from verse 18.
Kubanga ngera ngo kubona abona okw'omubiro byakakati nga tekutuuka kwenkanyankanya n'ekitiibwa ekigenda okutubikkulirwa ffe. Olw'ekkumi n'omwenda.
Kugamba okubonaabona kutubonaabona ng'emyoyo.
Suffering we suffer as spirits.
Tubonaabona okuba twambadde embiri n'emisaayi.
We suffer because we've clothed flesh and blood.
Egirimu okubonaabona
we mukulaba. Both being sufferings as you see.
Naye.
But.
Nga wadde tubonaabona ng'emyoyo.
Though we suffer as spirits.
Abamaliridde okwenenya okuleka ebibi byonna.
Both determined to repent, leave all sins.
Tulina ekitiibwa ekitubikkulirwa.
It was the glory revealed us.
Wadde eri bannaffe kya.
Though to our brethren it was saying
that
by glory to be revealed us, it was not to be revealed us,
but
revealed us for we see it and we understand it well. Is it not that?
Revealed
for so we suffer in flesh and blood, the outward man.
The
young one thing be clothed, the middle man, the body from heaven, known as the living soul.
We
understood how it appears.
And
where we go, we know there.
So
we been revealed that glory. Let's read over here.
Romans 8:19. Kubanga okutunuulira ennyo okw'ebitonde kulindirira okubikkulwa kw'abaana ba Katonda.
Owulidde nti okutunuulira ennyo okw'ebitonde kulindirira okubikkulwa kw'abaana ba
Katonda. Naye
omanye ebitonde nga binaakubikkulirwa tulinda bano
bategeere
omwana wa Katonda
abeera
bw'ati ne bw'ati. Kubanga ekitegeeza nti ofuse mwana wa Katonda
olina
okuba nga olina omubiri
oguvamu.
Kati bo bagamba naye
atunse. They've gotten a body from heaven.
They are
eagerly having a seal of God. They looking around.
You
see them there, you see they don't understand. The hand is trying to eat its grass. It looks in your forehead like this. Eats down. Look to you. You throw for it. You think it's on food alone. It's looking at you.
There's
a dog looking at you like that. It lifts its ears up like that.
Bambida
and
ba.
You say, look, you're a dog. And the goat.
And
now look, they're naked.
So
those ones see in the spiritual world.
You know,
if you shut a hen in the house and the thief passes outside, it begins to make noise. It says someone is outside.
You know,
they see through the wall and they see outside. When the owns are around here, the goats begin to make signals. Something is around. Now, amateurs, so you got white travelers. He said, look, this goat. I'm warning you what's around. Yet they have troubled with us.
Look,
verse 19, let's repeat it.
Abalumi esule yomunana na olunyiri olw'ekumi n'omwenda.
Romans 9 verse 19.
Kubanga okutunuulira ennyo kw'ebitonde kulindirira okubikkulwa kw'abaana ba Katonda. Olunyiri olw'abiri.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Okutunuulira ennyo kw'ebitonde.
Unless the expectation of creation.
Kulindirira okubikkulwa kw'abaana ba Katonda.
Revelation of children of God.
Bwo butonde bukimanyi baana ba Katonda nga bwetwategedde.
Not children of God as we understood.
Kubanga bwe twali tujibwa
when we go to Lord Jesus as spirit, above the heavens where we see that, above we are there all as children of God, and we are gods.
The
process of bringing us down here, creation of heaven and earth,
seeing
sin as we shall see, creation they were left with understanding. The Job 12:7 and 2:12. Standing and they can explain us all things.
They
saw us in the garden.
They
given us the body called the living soul. The living soul.
They
made Adam a living soul. They made him those like animals.
Hey, Adam.
Adam.
Our reward.
Thou you are good. They knew we had that body before. Everyone appear in the animals of
us.
Humans, we are made to be this and this.
Now,
pray for them, we help them, they give them eatings, and to pray for them.
And
the children of God and to become a child of God.
One
of the last things proving, when your body is redeemed, that you lost in Adam. Let's keep and read verse 23. And you see,
come,
what this creation is waited for.
We become
revealed children of God. It involves to restore us a body from heaven. Let us read we here.
Romans 8 in the
verse 23.
Era secho choka na yera nafe abalina bibale ebereberye ebyomwoyo era nafe tusinda munda yafe nga tulindirira okufuuka abaana kwe kununulibwa kw'omubiri gwaffe.
Owulidde kye tukola?
You hear what we do?
Bw'oba otunuulidde Baruumi
8:19.
Tukutunuulira ennyo kw'obutonde.
Under the expectation of creation.
Kulindirira.
It awaits
okubikkulwa kw'abaana ba
Katonda. Revelation of children of God.
Onyulabi lugamba.
Verse 20 says.
Tibulisinda no.
That they groan.
N'okwegayira kwonna.
With all intercessions.
Wabula bw'oba obusimuka tunogera ku Baruumi 8:19.
Go to 23.
Ndi kyokka nti obutonde bwe bukikola.
It's only creations do that. We too first come in the spiritual
force.
Right now we fed the
world.
We began to understand. We too grown.
Join,
then we say, Lord, we've realized it. We've grown to be first redeemed. We become children. The redemption of our bodies. Where had they gone? Are they in captivity? Death took them.
Yes, you was
raised Jesus.
Kati wakati bulijjo tubadde bwetu.
Be this all along we've been this.
Tulina omuntu w'omunda gwe
mwoyo. We have the inner man, the spirit.
Naye nga abasinga tebalina muntu wa masikati.
Most have no middle man.
Omubiri okuva mu
ggulu. The body from heaven.
Emanyiddwa nga
emmeeme nnamu. Known as the living soul.
Naye nga balina omuntu w'okungulu.
They have the outward man. Flesh and blood.
Now,
creations know that
we shouldn't be like
if we are to be children of God. We
have
created all spirits. We call children of God
as
first in the Psalms
82:6-7.
Our bodies we had were glorious. As you see the living soul.
But when you've
gone back to glory of a child of God, must be given that body. Those who first preached us on the other words, between the spirit, the soul, in the flesh and blood that we call body. That thing,
they
didn't go deep in understanding. For what? Needed anointing flow which teaches
and
enters in double portion. For it's heavy to join up there in the little wisdom.
You have
little anointing in the head.
You
may feel capacity breaking out. You may want to join them up the soul and the spirit. And they totally trouble you.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
what will prove we've been redeemed while restored the middle man. A body from heaven. A living soul.
Let's
go back up, we see. Romans 8:18.
Kubanga ngeera ng'okubonabona okw'omubiro bya kaakati nga tekutuuka kwenkanyankanya n'ekitiibwa ekigenda okutubikkulirwa ffe. Olw'19. Kubanga okutunuulira ennyo okw'ebitonde kulindirira okubikkula kw'abaana ba Katonda. Olw'20. Kubanga ebitonde byateekebwa okufugibwa obutaliimu si lwa kwagala kwabyo wabula ku bw'oyo eyabifugisa mu kusuubira.
Olaba ebitonde,
new creations. Though we see them in the way they are,
this
one can say, but now
came
animals, they were children of God.
Now
these to be insects, these to be birds, and these are fish, these are plants. The other stars, sun and the moon,
but
that they wanted to be like that.
The
one who lowered them to subject them to that is God.
That
after all, they will go back to the glory they were in before. Now that he lowered them in his glory, their spirit is in them. Their soul is in them. That we call body from heaven. And they have flesh and blood to serving us. And just await in hope.
You
read what hope. You begin from believing. According to Hebrews, faith holds what we hope for.
The word
of God who put them there. The Lord Jesus. Romans 10:17.
Faith
come from hearing, and hearing the word of God.
So they
got that faith. They
believed
the word of God.
What
told them to be. Out of the faith came hope in Hebrews 11.
In
the verse 1 downwards.
Faith
is what holds what we hope for.
The situation
they put them in them. Programs which got us above the heavens. Told them you're going to turn others into animals. Others insects. Others birds. Fish. Others plants.
We accept not a doing
of that Lord Jesus. But we hope what after?
You
will come back in your glory as children.
They
say, let's go. Be maggots. We beast flies. That humbling is not easy.
They
serve them in their ministration. I get to humble more.
The
Lord, if you turn me in a maggot or a fly, I would have struggled with that. I can't even accept that offer. Lord, have mercy. It's not acceptable.
Those
who accepted that did a great work. You see them in appearance, they're in wonder. Father released that plan. Genesis 1 saying,
They
come different fruits and insects.
And
Genesis, they were above the heavens.
They
were not insects, neither birds. They were not plants. They were not animals.
Them
fibrils like ours in our bodies. But they hope, say, Lord, now
let's go
serve man in his way.
Already seen,
they're going to be sinning
till
the body which will need much help.
If we
accept become plants, what would we be eating now? Accepted to be cassava, others potatoes. Their life to pass through them, others in the fish that you can eat.
Yet
spirits remain the same. They have an amazing hope.
And automatically they
go back in the glory of children of God. To be proven in the glory of children of God, you must have the other body.
Of
heaven we call the middleman, the living soul. Don't have it, you don't have the guarantee. Let's read the next verse. Because of time, I will leave questions behind. Romans 8 in the verse 20.
Kubanga ebitonde byateekebwa okufugibwa obutaliimu, si lwa kwagala kwabyo wabula kuboye yabifugisa mu kusuubira. 2:1, nti era n'ebitonde byennyini nabyo biriweebwa eddembe okuva mu kufugibwa okuvunda okuyingira mu ddembe ly'ekitiibwa ky'abaana ba Katonda.
You hear where they go to?
They go,
children of God, we were in before.
What read the
Psalms 82:9. I spoke that you are the children of God and that you are God.
But
when it took off from him in above the heavens are spirits,
we given both
above the heavens where we live. He introduced us, all of us,
and
the children of God the Father,
and
that we were
God.
Them to serve here, but the deal is on the other. The hope is to get back.
Prices,
human beings don't even know of that. They think they're going to be buried.
That
outward man will be buried, yes. Their flesh and blood.
Proved,
check out not clothes. The heavenly body.
That
called the living soul.
It
will clothe your dead soul.
What have been
of heaven,
but
it's fried like a stick.
They
take in hell. Wait for judgment.
Thrown
in the lake of fire. There all days.
Gotten
from God who is of all days.
Those
spirit which finishes.
For
the God got us from is of all days.
It's
called the everlasting God.
Why
put you in the everlasting lake of fire?
Your
spirit will die one day.
They
put you in place, you're finished. Don't work for good life.
Be
in the bad life.
All your
you're made from the one who is everlasting.
Why
the lake of fire is spoken of to be everlasting?
When God made
us from the Lord Jesus,
he from him is that,
which is the lasting of our spirit.
You want to
be in the lake of fire forever? There you find a way.
Creations
that hope all long.
Those
who say they are Christians, we see
and
according to their bodies, we don't prove their spirits are complete. Let us repeat that verse.
Abalumi esuli yomunana na ulunyiriri olwabiri moromo.
Romans 8 verse 21.
Ntiera nebitonde byenyini nabyo biri wewedembe okuva mukufugibwa okuvunda okuyingira muddembe lyekitibwa kyabana bakatonda. Olwabiri mwebiri. Kubanga tumanyi ngebitonde byonna bisinda era birumirwa wamu okutusa kakano. Olunyo olwabiri mwesatu. Era secho chokka naye era naffe abalina ebibala ebibereberye eby'omwoyo. Era naffe tusinda munda yaffe nga tulindirira okufuuka abaana kwe kununulibwa kw'omubiri gwaffe.
Yesu yebazibwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus much.
Obutonde businda.
Creation's grown.
Butwegayirirawo eri
Mukama. Speak for us before God.
Nabugabane mukama abantu bano wandi babulidde kitofu.
Lord, you would have told the right thing to these people.
Wandi bayambye kale wakibulira mu kigambo kyo. Nete bayimna kyo wandi.
But they know nothing.
Tebamanyi ngeri muntu jafuka mwana.
How one turn to be a child?
Muni muna abagamba simanyi Katonda tazala
kakati. God doesn't give birth.
Bana abantu.
These people.
Manyo kubanga bantu wegayira otutegera kiche kitufu kyetwali waguru wegulu.
The rightful we were above the heavens.
Nengeri jetwateke
wa. The way we are put in place.
Ngemiyo jafujaji wa kukuta gwawe Katonda kigambo.
The everlasting God the word.
Mukama wafu
Yesu. The Lord Jesus.
But we know where
we have to live forever. And the problem, because of sin, took us the body which favored us. Now they are just waiting to enter in glory of children of God. Have enough guarantee. We too have understood of it. Begin to groan with them.
If
we want to become children as we were before. The redemption of our bodies. We are restored those bodies from heaven. Praise Jesus. Now in all, we thank the Lord. That even though time past we moved in darkness of ignorance, time has come and gives light enough to us.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We shall move on the other day. Based in the 1 Corinthians 15, the verse 20 into 23. Let's read there, we hear.
Abakolinse kisoke suli 15 n'olunyiriri olwabiri.
1 Corinthians 15 the verse 20.
Naye kaakano Kristo yazuukizibwa mu bafu gwe mwako mbereberi ogwaba abeebaka. Olwabiri mu olumu. Kubanga okufa bwe kwabaawo ku bw'omuntu era n'okuzuukira kw'abafu kwabaawo ku bwa muntu. Olunya olwabiri mu ebbiri. Kuba bonna nga bwe baafiira mu Adamu era bwe kityo mu Kristo bonna mwe balifuukira abalamu. Olwabiri mu ssatu. Naye buli muntu mu kifo kye ye, Kristo gwe mwako mbereberye oluvannyuma aba Kristo mu kujja kwe.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Kubanga bonna bwe baafiira mu
Adamu. For us all died in Adam.
Kiki ekyafa?
What died?
Bonna baafiira mu Adamu.
All died in Adam.
Bonna balizuukira mu Adamu.
All raised up in
Kristo Yesu.
In the Christ Jesus.
Emiyo jafe jasigara miramu.
Our spirits remain living. That's the most
separate.
But the middle man is the one who died. The Lord Jesus, we are restored that man, the middle man, a body from heaven. Everyone is born in their season.
We're able to come
on this world all once as angels we are done. If they did that, those not to be destroyed, they would have got destroyed.
Thank
God put us different seasons to bring us.
Imagine,
go to the season of your forefathers. There was no light of the gospel. We would have fallen in problem. No.
How
you remain in the society of your forefathers?
Others,
religions taking them nowhere except hell. Just as sorcerers are.
Those
born again, but they can't explain life to us. And where it ends, where it came from. At least well above the heavens.
God
explained where life sprung from. yourself, your spirit. Came from where and how was it made?
Steps
brought to depreciate you yourself. Understand how you are. As we began the journey of heaven,
this
is the question which came in me. By the Spirit of God, I didn't know of then. Who are we?
When
you told me the names.
Just
before you came in your mother's womb, who were you?
And it
angered me, I feel the one who fight over that. And they told me,
began
in your mother's womb,
about
the names you speak of, they have gone where?
It's
the one who goes. And this one you buried them. The
you
bury is the other.
When
they told me it's the other, and they told me he came back on the head of the living, and
said
the dead body came from the grave, entered the human head,
with living.
I feel angered.
And they still confused
me. I didn't know how they confused me.
I saw like
angering me, confusing me. But in all brethren, that body we first be revealed of, be covered in Adam,
it
was called the living soul.
And
that we speak of come from heaven. Praise Jesus much. But when we lost it, gave us this flesh and blood,
then
began to restore the middle man, the heavenly body.
So tell
us in the Corinthians,
1 Corinthians 15:20-23.
We all died in Adam. Even what we died about, we did not understand it.
If
you speak to someone, you died. And they say you have a problem. Me, you see, move, think, this world, touch me, feel I'm here. Am I demon? Don't know how they died.
These
words which you are having on us under the sun.
You speak to
someone, you
are
made born again because you died. What did I die about?
That
your middle man, he died.
Has
no heavenly body.
This
one
you
are meant to unclothe
it.
Now born again, they told you.
I don't say we are not
born again, but the other born again.
things
me, I did not understand them.
Born again.
That Zali Bomulu de Wokuwiri. I said now.
Ganiko de Mas.
Ask me to.
We go
back in our mother's wombs. What happened?
The Vianyo Rangera to Arikirizanga Kiriza Karim Uriranga.
Perhaps it's what
we have to do.
Then we had the heaven, perhaps it's our home. Tell someone heaven.
Go there and
adulterous.
God of
you adulterer, you don't go to heaven.
Hey, Mugu to Sarira.
You judge us. They begin to not
agree.
They feel not to go to heaven. It's not acceptable. They can't admit it. What they do, they know. Can't take them into heaven. Their point will not go to heaven. They feel that no,
what
brought an affair.
But
according to terms and conditions of going back to heaven,
do
you write on what you have told them? If you have no visa, you can't reach America. Now the things required of one rich in heaven to go with.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much.
So
now we shall see. Who is that man who died? Understand, it's not the spirit you died. Those who explain, as we died in Adam, we raised in the Christ. What died on us?
The
midst there, what died?
Katinga binebyaite mizimu
ngebinya ku mutu. These demons back on the heads of living.
Nebikusinga nanga
webuliza. Find you asking.
Mwafa mutekedo za munoko
kwe. You died, you might be born again.
Atenze nganjo
gera. What about me? I am speaking. When did I die?
Omanyi waliwo olulimi olutuufu.
You know this is a rightful language.
Nga terubeera ku bantu abo abaalwogerwako
bokka. Not on people spoken of only.
Naye nga luli ku bonna.
It's on all people.
Kabaka takola ki? Takola ki? Akola atya?
The king does not die. He rests his hands.
Mukono kigwawo muzira.
Which hand does he rest? All us who were kings and we never die. Our spirits don't die. It's the
problem.
Brought you a body to head you to hell.
Tumanyi nga kakano yaddamu tufuula bakabaka era bakabona.
Now you make us kings and priests.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
So tujja kuba tujja tulabe.
We shall get to see.
Tuchiagena maso kwetegeze emeyo ya
fujja. Look how our spirits look like.
Naye msingaga nga tugenza ate mbintu
ebira. Gone into other things.
Bubato bijja udde ko tusa kwetegeza.
So for them you cannot look through this to understand it.
Tusa tegera gwe gwani ngo moyo.
Can't understand who are you
as spirit.
Understand the spirits of creation in heaven and earth.
Yeja jiba kukwisa bwejifana na.
Christ how they look. In their lives.
So tujja kuba tuwengera tutegereze ki ekyafa kubanga abantu bayinza okulowooza emyoyo gyabwe
gyeyafa
kumbe soul
yet the soul
omuntu w'omumasekati
middleman
kubanga omuntu bwomusiŋŋaana mu muntu w'okungulu mu muntu w'okungulu ono omubiri
n'omusaayi If you find
someone wafa
you tell them they died
asoka n'alabanga atunula
that they are looking at you even
Naso kala banga alia
and they see they are eating
kati bi yafana ngino na bi mubula na bi
mugamba and how you say they are dead
so necho tujja kwagala uchetegereza
that you should want to analyze it
runa kula feruli
on the day of Tuesday
tulabagane
and we meet together
eh kwaya encharwa mukaga
sika kwaya tomorrow is Saturday it's Saturday
neko Sunday
and the Sunday
Mukama akubwa.
May God bless you. Thank you for coming.